I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Live coast to coast on the BetQL network. It's BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Sorry, I just saw who.
The way my heart stopped for a second, though. Like, I knew there was no chance, but got me for a second.
Surprise.
So
surprise, I got my mic working. How do we sound? Are we back?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
So I googled something and tested when it each out of us, during the show.
When each of us sign in the chat, it says who's signing in by whichever name you choose for yourself. And it says that Madison logged in, which caught all of us off guard at this moment.
You know what? I would have retired. I think.
I get credit for lighting
the 1,000%.
Mood?
Oh, you saved Jake, the day. Jake, absolutely. Jake, his stomach dropped, it sounds like.
There was a bead of sweat that started to form on my forehead.
Like, we found her and got her as a guest. Yeah.
I didn't know surprise what guest was about to happen.
I would have paid. I will
this
pay
your life
to see the freeze frame reaction of that moment. That would have been.
Even I was caught off guard. I thought it was like my AirPods giving the shh sound, and I was like, oh no, they hate me right now.
Yeah. I gotta walk away when they start hearing that. I'm like, this is gonna be happening next couple minutes.
Ripping my AirPods out.
But the look on your face, I was like, something bad happened. I was like, oh yeah, it's the Madison thing.
No, we're laughing.
Yeah, like your face was like confused. I was like, wait, aren't you in on the joke? You started this. I was like, why is she confused?
Wasn't that you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully you haven't been able to tell throughout the show, but there's a good chance you did at some point along the way. Technical difficulties throughout the morning. Credit to Paul Aspen, Brian Gerch, Jake Kassan for keeping us on the air, getting us on the air, and somehow making this a three-hour show. I don't know how we did it, but golf clap to all of you behind the scenes. Brian Murphy, Matt Pisani, who made it work today.
I thought Gerch quit. I had no idea what was going on with any of it. I thought he didn't show up this morning. Like, we just get like some information, but not too much information. It's probably a good thing because I think everybody's realized if you give me some information, it's probably going to be up on the air at some point. Yep. So you probably don't want to stay away from that. But I thought Gerch quit the show. I was like, what is up with this dude? Do I need to text him? Like, what's happening? Is he okay health-wise? Like, what's going on? But he's still here.
Gerch is great.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
You don't get the full effect. Back in my TV producing days, like when things would get real sweaty, live shots would go down, and like tape and graphics and everything. By the end of the show, my hair would just be like this. It would just be like because I'm just like been doing this like all show and everything else. So this is a little bit. It's a little short. So you don't get the full effect, but.
I'm guessing though that those days. Younger Aspen, live TV, probably a little different, probably more upset. Oh, yeah. Like today you just
I wouldn't I say more upset.
A little annoyed. It was today
a little
was
more vocal.
Annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, like and never like at people. Like was never that guy. But
no.
But like I almost said it out loud. Jeez. What the F sort of thing going like how can we like all right
see
we
I would
this, like
When I was
no, I did, but 20... I almost said it on the air like right now.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was, especially, dude, in Houston, like startup skeleton crew, like that's where, like, honestly, that was a huge, as much as I talk, wow, I'm really catching myself stuff about Houston. It was huge for me. Like in 2 years, I got probably 5 years worth of experience because it was a startup and I was kind of still getting my reps as a producer. But I remember we had a disaster of a rehearsal. Everything went down, like graphics, tape. And like, this is only a rehearsal. But like, I was still like, I'd only done so many shows. So I wouldn't say I froze, but I just didn't know how to get out of it. So like my Boston news director time kind of sat in and like got us to a break or whatever. I remember after that show, we all get called into his office, me, the talent, whoever else. And he's like, Sebastian, I believe, who we've had on the show, was one of our anchors on that show. And one of the higher ups from NBC is there. And we walk in and he's like, all right. Or I think it was my boss, the news director, who was part of our network, goes, all right, if that happens when we're on the air in 2 weeks, we're all fired. So can't have that happen again. So I was like, all right. So that's where I kind of figured out, like, you just got to get to the next play, get to like, just do something to fill the time to get to the break and just making decisions like that and that sort of thing. That was also like, you know, a little, like you said, a little bit, I don't know. It was different. Live TV is a little different and like in person and all that. So,
and we're all older and wiser now. We've all
we've
all got much bigger problems in life than we did when we were 25, 26, 27. The time I couldn't get the printer would not work as I'm trying to print out research notes for the host.
Print scripts.
And I literally kicked the door open to our program director's office. Oh. I'm like, what the? Why can't we get it works around here, Jim? And he goes, Chris, thanks for stopping in. This is Scott Masteller, director of programming for ESPN. And I go,
oh, no.
That was a fun morning.
He's passionate. He cares.
Yeah. I can't help it. I love my job so damn much.
That's the word I used.
Yes.
Right? Passion.
Trying to get it right. Trying to get it right. The doors,
but also,
in and out of studios, production side, the phones, man, they took a beating when I was a producer in my 20s. Just slamming stuff.
I think we're all kind of wired. We wanted everything to be perfect.
Yeah, we're all kind of, we're perfectionists. It's all coming from a good place. All kind of wired the same way. But also down there, things just move a little bit slower. I got a little bit of a talk.
Oh, man. I experienced that when I worked in Boston and then moved back to Seattle working in local news. The time, like, you got to get out the door. You got to get to your story. They'd be like chit-chatting in the newsroom, take another 20 minutes to pack up the car. I'm like, this fire is going to be out by the time we get there, folks. Like, this is ridiculous. But Boston was just like way more competitive
the world.
Compared to Seattle. Yeah.
It is. It's a whole lot more chill out in the Northwest. All right, lightning bets. What do we got, friends? A little bit of, I don't know, maybe some draft bets we want to get in. Maybe some baseball props. Maybe some NBA series props as well. What do we got?
All right, I'm going to look at little baseball, but first NBA play-in action on Friday. Since we're going to have a lot going on, we're going to be previewing all the series that start over the weekend, so we'll get into that. But I'll take a look at the Friday ones now. Bulls Heat, I'm going over. Hero, 3.5 made threes. Bulls give up a ton of threes. Hero's going to need it. I'm expecting no Butler in this game. Over 3.5 made threes, it's plus 128. In the Pelicans-Kings game, I'm going to wait on the number. I still think it's going to budge. We'll see where we sit with the side. But Ingram is going to have a big game. I know he was benched at the end, but they're going to have – what are you going to do now? Now without Zion? And he had some big games against Sacramento this year. I'm going to say he bounces back. His third game from the injury. Over 19.5 points for Ingram. Alvarado, 2.5 assists. Had 7 the other night. We talked about that. Let's get to at least 3 in this matchup. So I'm looking at Pelicans that need to step up as well. Hero, Ingram, Alvarado. And considering Witt, but on the home run leader ones that we discussed, I'm definitely betting Henderson 100-1. Chris already bet it. I'm going to join him on that one.
I already bet it during the show, too. I love it. I added a little Bryce Harper 120-1 as well. For my home run prop, Adolis Garcia. He already has one home run off Maeda. It's plus 285. Not the greatest. Valanciunas, I think he's going to need to step up. So I'm going to bet on a Valanciunas double-double. I'm going to do a Sabonis triple-double plus 210. BetMGM has the best number. And I'm debating, I think Joe's look is the best over on assists. Already, since we were just talking about Alvarado, his over 7.5 points has gone up to minus 130. Even just in the last 10 minutes, it's climbing. So if you do like that, I would bet it now or shop around for the best number. I haven't decided if I'll bet that, but I like Joe's look on the assists. I'm sure I'll have plenty more tomorrow, but that's it for now.
Yeah, plenty for the first round of the playoffs. I will get one out of the way. I mentioned it right off the top of the show. Knicks on the series spread, minus 1.5. I really didn't like, I saw they just tweeted the clip out. I really did not like the way Embiid looked last night. He's going to have difficulty getting up and down the floor. He's not going to get any healthier as this series starts this weekend. That's at 220, or at least it was earlier this morning when I bet it. Knicks minus 1.5 on the series spread over the Sixers. As for the play-in games, I'm just going money line. Bulls plus 105, Kings minus 125. And baseball. Conforto against Ryan Nelson hit some pretty well. Limited numbers, like 8 plate appearances, but he's got a homer and a double in there. So give me Conforto over 1.5 total bases. It's got a pretty good number. And also the Gunner home run leader that both Joe and Aaron mentioned. Oh, and a just for funsies. Sorry, copyright infringement, Jake. Just for funsies, Jack Leiter over 4.5 strikeouts. Prop heavily juiced, though. I might look for an alternate line there. And I'm going to go in on a draft bet a week ahead of time. Under 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round. No Penix, no Knicks in the first round. It's plus 140. $2 in some spots. 2-1 where you can find it at BetMGM in states where you're allowed to bet on that. So there you go. My lightning bets for today. Paul?
I'm going to defer to Jake, but I need everyone to let me know what kind of hand should I play tonight. Give me a starting hand. I think I'm going to go, I think 9-8 of hearts is going to be, if I get that hand, I will definitely play it.
I'm the wrong person. Go ahead, Jake.
I'm also the wrong person, but I'm the right person for baseball bets. I will be going the Jack Leiter over 5.5 at the plus money because I don't want to pay the juice because that's gross. I'm also going to go Evan Carter over 1.5 total bases at plus money fade of Kenta Maeda. And the Red Sox are doing a bullpen game today. Yeah, that should go real well, even though their bullpen stinks. So I'll take the Guardians on the money line as well. Bonus college baseball, NC State as dogs at home.
Feels like Jake hates the Red Sox more and more. He works with Lucy, I think.
Their bullpen's terrible. Listen.
Save it for the
Chris
show.
Chris hates the Patriots.
Flippy. I do.
We're anti-East Coast here, famously.
Yes.
Pocket aces, Paul, because you deserve it after today. It's BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM.